Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Jose State University Doctoral Program in Educational Leadership, a new professional degree program offered for leaders in education. Accepting applications at sjsu.edu/edd.
Good morning. I'm Tara Seiler in for Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It won't be business as usual in Sacramento today. All Senate committee hearings are postponed so that state senators and their staff can attend a mandatory ethics review. The closed-door meetings follow the conviction of Senator Roderick Wright on voter fraud and the indictments of Senators Ron Calderon and Leland Yee on corruption charges. Yee and Calderon have pleaded not guilty. All three Democrats are currently suspended. Meanwhile, a slew of bills aimed at tightening ethics rules cleared a key Senate committee yesterday. The proposals include a ban on all gifts from lobbyists and an end to fundraisers at their homes. UC Regents will pay $10 million to the former chair of UCLA's orthopedic surgery department who alleged doctors at the medical school took industry payments that may have compromised patient care. According to the LA Times, yesterday's court settlement ends a whistleblower retaliation case brought by Dr. Robert Pedowitz, who claimed the hospital turned a blind eye when he raised conflict of interest concerns about doctor ties to medical device companies. In a statement, the Regents said they wanted to end a prolonged conflict. In Sacramento, advocacy groups like the Natural Resources Defense Council are pushing an assembly bill that could make California the toughest in the nation on the use of antibiotics in livestock. As Joe Rubin reports, even its backers say the bill has some powerful opponents.
The fear is that feeding drugs to livestock like beef and dairy cattle is promoting pathogens that resist antibiotics. Stanford infectious disease specialist David Relman says he's seeing a lot more antibiotic resistance in people.
I took care of a case last year down in Palo Alto of a woman with a bloodstream infection, and the organism in her blood was resistant to every single available antibiotic we had. There was nothing we could do.
What happened with her?
She died.
The Center for Disease Control says that 25,000 Americans die each year from similar infections. 70% of all antibiotics in the U.S. are given to livestock, often to prevent disease or promote growth in healthy animals. But whether individual human deaths are traceable to the practice is a tough question.
To that particular woman, we can't say. To many, many women and men like her, we would have to say the burden of evidence says yes.
There's no question there's a David versus Goliath element here.
South San Francisco Assemblyman Kevin Mullen is sponsoring the bill, which farm interests have lined up to oppose.
This is not appropriate legislation at this time.
Bill Maddows is president of the California Poultry Federation. He dismisses claims by supporters that a similar ban has been effective in Europe.
We're America. We have 300 million people here. We can't kill every chicken that gets sick. You've got to treat it.
Mullen counters that his bill doesn't call for the banning the treatment of sick animals. Instead, it seeks to regulate how antibiotics are used in healthy livestock. For the California Report, I'm Joe Rubin in Sacramento.
If desperate times call for desperate measures, then California's severe drought is sure to inspire some unusual efforts. Water districts in the San Joaquin Valley are proposing something that's never been tried before during a drought. They want to reverse the state's plumbing by running the California Aqueduct backwards. As KQED science reporter Lauren Summer explains, it will take a serious engineering feat.
I'm standing near Interstate 5, just outside of Kettleman City in the Central Valley, right where the California Aqueduct crosses under it. It's this concrete canal that's a kind of a ribbon of blue water, and it's really the main artery of California's entire water system.
The aqueduct is more than 400 miles long, connecting the northern part of the state, where most of the rain falls, to the southern half of the state, where most of the demand is. It was built half a century ago, when California engineered the huge network of reservoirs and canals that we rely on today. President John F. Kennedy came to dedicate the system in 1962.
This has brought your state to be the pioneer in the United States in the field of development and conservation of our natural resources. California in this area is number one.
The aqueduct was designed to go in one direction, north to south.
Until now, that is.
This is a year where I'm doing a lot of things I've never seen in my career.
Jim Beck is the general manager of the Kern County Water Agency, which provides water to 13 districts in the southern Central Valley. His agency is proposing to run part of the California Aqueduct backwards, something unheard of in normal times.
It really shows how desperate a situation we're in. Our water users are looking for any additional water they can find.
Some agricultural districts have to find water because the aqueduct is their only supply. Due to the lack of rain, state officials say it will basically run dry through the summer. Beck says to get water to those districts, they want to reverse the aqueduct for up to 47 miles. The water would have to fight gravity because the aqueduct runs ever so slightly downhill.
The reason we can even consider this is that the slope of the California aqueduct is so gradual. You can actually install pumping plants.
Up to 12 diesel pumps, each the size of a large truck engine, would be installed temporarily. Altogether, they could move almost 8 million gallons of water a day.
Our hope is that we get them installed at the beginning of summer and really meet a significant need of our growers.
The project won't be cheap, costing up to $10 million. The only reason Kern County can do it is because of the water they've saved for a not-so-rainy day. You wouldn't know it from looking at this field of carrots in Bakersfield, but there's a major reservoir here, underground.
We've got groundwater probably at about 175 feet and going down about a foot a week.
Harry Starkey is the general manager of the West Kern Water District, one of the districts in the area that uses groundwater banking. That's where they take extra surface water from wet years and store it underground.
We just spread it out over the land, and it infiltrates at about a half a foot per day, generally.
That way, the water can be pumped out in dry years.
It's just like a bank, you know. Everybody has their own little savings account here, and they have their name on it.
Water districts north of here aren't close enough to the ATM machine, so to speak. They're too far from the groundwater bank, which is why they want to use the aqueduct. California's Department of Water Resources, which runs the aqueduct, has yet to sign off on the plan. Carl Torgerson is a deputy director with the department.
Certainly it will work, okay, but there have to be certain conditions met. Any of the downstream users cannot be injured or harmed by this.
The local air quality board will also review the emissions from the diesel pumps. Torgerson says this project is just one of the unusual ideas being floated to cope with the drought. With this year's Sierra snowpack melting quickly, getting creative is more of a necessity than a choice. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, April 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Tara Seiler. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.